Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:19. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Yesterday's attack by the Houthis, yesterday's successful attack by the Houthis, is one of great concern. It also means a significant escalation. Well, Dr. Mordechai Kedar is an Israeli scholar of Arab culture, a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Exactly. So what is the worst? What is likely to happen now following yesterday?
No. Yesterday we had one missile falling at some point in Ben Gurion Airport. The airport was closed for a whole hour. And some companies announced that they stopped flying to Ben Gurion Airport, especially American, like Delta, American Airlines, and El Al, their shares in the stock market jumped up immediately, because now only El Al is flying to the United States, and they can make a whole feast out of their prices, as they know how to do. I don't envy them. They do take the risk. I believe that the insurance fees are jumping also to the sky. So let it be. Nobody will cancel his trip to the States only because of the price of the ticket, and we will overcome it. This is okay. Don't forget that the El Al pays income tax to the government of Israel, and the government does need the money, so it's okay.
So the fact is that the airport did reopen, and within a few days, I've got no doubt everything will be back to whatever normal is in Israel. The real question, though, is what happens now in terms of Iran and Yemen, because we've certainly seen the Americans taking a little bit of what I perceive as a bit of a softer approach to Iran, and it doesn't seem to be working.
Look, I think that there is some kind of agreement or understanding between Israel and the United States to a whole division between the bad cop and the good cop. Means America will be the good cop with the agreements, and Trump will have always the ability to threaten the Iranians, hey guys, if you don't come with me to some kind of agreement, the Israelis are the bad cop, and they will be mean to you if you don't sign here and here. Okay, so the Israeli threats on Iran could be very easily translated to a better agreement between the United States and Iran. So this is what we think. Still has to be proven. We are increasing the pressure on Hamas in Gaza, maybe in order to finish Hamas altogether. And there are big concerns about the hostages. Yet, there is no way that Israel leaves Hamas side by side near Israel, because if Israel does leave Hamas side by side with us, the next October 7th is only a matter of time.
There's been as well the calling out of Qatar. Same as Iran has been called out for the Houthis, it seems as though Qatar has been called out for not assisting with the deal or the negotiations. Does this signify a trend and a shift to go back to source?
Look, everything which comes out from Qatar has to be taken with a grain of salt, because the Qataris, first of all, are behind Hamas wholeheartedly, because Hamas is a project of the Qataris. The Qataris, as you know, support the Muslim Brotherhood wherever they are, and Hamas is their most important project after Morsi in Egypt was ousted in the mid of 2013 by Sisi, the current president. So since they failed in Egypt, now they are more than willing to preserve their achievement in Gaza when they sponsored Hamas. Losing Gaza and losing Hamas is too big of a bitterness for the Qataris to swallow. So this is why the Qataris are wholeheartedly behind Hamas, and I highly doubt if there were ever an honest broker between Israel and Hamas. And they never were honest broker. Yet they were almost the only broker in the area, if we don't count Egypt as well. So
yeah,
this is why Qatar was there.
What is the relationship between Qatar and Egypt?
It's also the cat and the mouse. They are competing with each other in many areas, yet Egypt needs Qatar for the financial support, because otherwise Egypt will need life support.
The incident yesterday at the airport actually isn't... it is only significant because the missile got through, but it's not any different in terms of what's been happening over the last many months with the Houthis firing missiles at Israel. The only difference is that the defense system failed and the missile got through. That said, it does provide Israel with a legitimate measure to escalate the situation between the two. And not blaming Israel, but I'm just saying that Israel is able now to say, look, this is unacceptable, and now we're going to deal with it. Can we expect to see a significant increase in the military response now to the Houthis?
Look, Israel refrains from acting in Yemen for at least 2 months because the Americans are working there day and night. And Trump actually said to Netanyahu, you deal with Hamas, I will deal with the Houthis. This is more or less what Trump told specifically. Told Netanyahu, and you know, from Netanyahu's point of view, it is easier because of the distance between Yemen and Israel, which requires all kinds of technical solutions. If the Americans are taking care of Yemen, this is much better from the Israel's point of view. However, it is very hard to extract the last missile from the hands of the Houthis. So this is what I'm saying. But the thing, the important thing is that Israel threats today Iran, regardless of the negotiations, because of what happened yesterday from the Houthis. Israel already has announced that the next attack from the Houthis will be answered by an Israeli attack on Iran. And just to remind you, some 2 months ago, Israel succeeded to destroy the whole air defense systems of Iran. And Iran today is exposed. Whoever wants to fly above Iran can do it without any fear. And this situation is devastating for the Iranians, because I'm not so sure that the Iranian regime will survive such a situation when he's defeated once and again. Don't forget that Iran, during the last year and a half, they lost all the proxies, which they
Absolutely.
They lost Hamas, they lost Hezbollah, they lost Assad, They lost their militias in Iraq. And Yemen also is under very heavy American pressure. And this was actually unexpected by the Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are severe domestic problems in Iran because of the arguments who was in charge and who was the responsible for the failure with all the forces which
That is where we do need to leave it. Really fascinating as we watch how this all unfolds and we try and make sense of it. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you as always, Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. It's just gone 8:30.